From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
We live in a time of muddled dichotomy, when heroes fail us and villains enthrall us. No wonder Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men's Chest, is more than a summer blockbuster. It sails right out of our headlines. Pirates lurk in the mist and murky waters between good and evil. The plunder-happy, scurvy-speckled are equally likely to maroon you for treasure and a bottle of rum, as save you and abide by a strict pirate code of honor. Take Johnny Depp's Captain Jack Sparrow. You never quite know which side he is on. Conversely, some of our most upstanding institutions are apt to model distinctly pirate-like behavior. American cyclist and golden boy Floyd Landis used the rum defense, or in his case it was beer and whiskey, when he said too much alcohol elevated his testosterone, forcing him to give up his Tour de France crown, his team, and his honor. He still insists on his innocence and a public hearing. Pirates are plying our geopolitical seas, too. Insurgents from Iraq to Lebanon to Somalia closely resemble the Buccaneers set. They operate without loyalty to any government, leaving vast wreckage in their wake. But the ideals they profess are the hope of millions. While in Iraq, there are growing accounts of U.S. forces exemplifying unsavory, marauder-like behavior. The Internet brought the term piracy back into the mainstream and has enabled many to download as much booty as they want. High tech has also fostered a sea raider spirit irreverent of rules. It gave birth to citizen journalists like blogger Hao Wu, working on a documentary about underground churches in China and jailed for months, and San Francisco video blogger Josh Wolf, in jail now for denying police video he shot during a protest. In the good old days when I was growing up, I always knew who was good or bad. I had clear-cut heroes like Superman or the Lone Ranger. But the high-tech explosion of communications across seas makes that impossible, amid talk of the axis of evil and us versus them. We're not sure who the enemy is anymore, or which side we're on. With a perspective, I'm Peng Vongs.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.